Village Jerome Lake Community as a whole, October 5th, 2015.
Rolling right along. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for October 5, 2015 at 7:12 p.m. Madam, roll call.
Trustee Coy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Here.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of September 21st, 2015. May I have one of those motions now, please? Motion made by Trustee Griffin, seconded by Trustee Foy. Is there any discussion? If not, then the motion carries. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm afraid to say anything. Motion carries. no public comment. Committee of the Whole. Department's first one on the agenda is Public Works. Director Weedock.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board. Staff is recommending purchase of a Caterpillar CD14B. Utility compactor, which is a dual drum roller. The village currently has a dual drum roller. It's about 13 years old and it doesn't vibrate. Vibrating is one of the key components for compacting asphalt. Stop it. And we feel that the roller could be upgraded.
Your fault.
It was a whole lot better.
Yes, Director Weedock.
Upgrade the whole allows us to complete. Allow us to complete patches in a better way and create better patches. It's time for the equipment to be upgraded. CAD has offered to purchase our existing roller at a trade-in value for $1,000. This item was budgeted. Any questions?
I got a deal for $1,000. This is necessary to have taxes at this home because it doesn't have a special tool on the machine. So, later on the screen was the purchase of the machine.
Let's move this one forward, shall we? Very good. On to the Goodnow parking lot improvements. Director Weedoff.
The Goodnow parking lot is in need of some routine maintenance work. We're recommending a contract with A-Mobile Asphalt to do some patchwork on the metro lot, seal coat the metro lot, do some crack filling and restripe it, as well as add an entrance from the parking lot to Goodnow Boulevard. If you may recall, the metro parking lot used to have an entrance that went to the alley on the west side of the parking lot. The alley was turned into a multi-use path with no vehicles allowed, so that entrance was removed. So the entrance on Goodnow Boulevard would create a second entrance to the parking lot.
Avalon. And Clinton.
Yeah. Avalon Avenue. Yes, sir. We're also recommending that we install a privet hedge on the north and west side of the parking lot to try and boost the aesthetics of the lot.
If I may, on that permit hedge, would we be better off putting that hedge in the spring rather than putting it in now and then maybe it's suffering some abuse by plowing and
I have been in contact with Acres Group about that issue because obviously by the time this would get approved, it would be October 19th, I believe, is the next meeting, and I have not gotten a response from them yet. I would not be opposed to waiting until the spring.
Well, my concern is that it's got like 5 weeks to root itself, and then it gets bombarded by
does the planting, they guarantee you for a year anyway.
He's talking about the plant material.
They would guarantee that for a year. They typically do. Well, exactly where is the planting going?
On the north and the west side of the parking lot, on the full length of the parking lot.
So the liaison did not just approve the expenditure of $7,000. The reason didn't deal with right the not to look at all of the alleys, that's just the one area first. Decide where we should do plant.
Is this that part that's between, what is it, Cedar Lake Road and 134?
That's where we hold our redemption, right?
Across the street from the bank.
Right. Yeah, but we're talking about that area that's in that. Isn't that a park right behind that?
That's the park to the west, yes.
Right.
We're talking about putting the edge right on the edge of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
There's a median, if you'll call it, probably a 6 or 7, maybe 8 foot wide strip of grass that's between the alley and the parking lot center.
And
then that's the west side.
If we use the area again in the future for an event and the material, the planted material is there, it would actually impede some of what we've done in the past for events.
Unless you opened up walkways, which, you know, this whole thing was brought up by the beautification committee. It's next to our parking lot that the commuters use, people that bank there. It's a heavily used area that's very visible, and that's why the beautification committee had made a recommendation to do something aesthetically to dress that up a little bit. I was in agreement with it. I think it's stark and bleak. My concern is where does snow go with snow removal? That it would pile it up there in the past. Access to, if we did do something, Sue, like you said, those are all legitimate questions that we need to think about. I think you could open up the corridors for a walkway to go through there that would suffice for a future event.
We have the same issue in some ways in Lakewood, and Acres is also a flowering company, and we lose so much plant material because of the plows and the way they push the snow. And we don't even use a lot of salt, per se, in our parking lot. It's mostly just plowed. And we ended up losing a lot of plant material. And after the first year that it's been planted, it now becomes the cost of the owner of the property. And what I'm saying, if this is what you really want to do, then prepare to put this in your budget for an annual expenditure as well, because you are going to just from your plows and you're going to have your salt use, you're going to see your damage.
I think maybe the Avon can go back and look at this and see whether or not they can come up with some sort of alternative or something better.
Well, I have another question.
I was going to say maybe let's do the parking lot right now.
Yeah.
But let's take a look in the spring at some beautification stuff. Maybe this isn't the way to go. Maybe there's some better ways out there. We can tackle it in the spring and let's just head for that. Let's get the parking lot.
How much is the parking lot? The parking lot cost? How much?
The parking lot part would be $15,760.
How much for the planting?
The planting was 6,936.
Okay, so let's maybe just kind of put that budget in reserve for now. office to be occupied in the spring.
Oh, the bushes weren't, pines were not in the budget.
Oh, not in the budget.
Well, I think that's another huge consideration. Financially going forward, we're still in a kind of sticky wicket. I'm not sure that I want to put that much money on plants. We don't know exactly where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think once we get some answers from them, you know, I'd rather plant the spring anyhow, just to be safe. You know, I mean, if you go forward with something, do it then.
I would ask Acres about the plant that's going there, fall versus spring. And also, is this, what is it, Privet?
Yes.
Is that something that's resilient to the salt and...
It is salt tolerant. It's a pretty hardy plant. It's what we put in at the police department for the edge.
Mm-hmm. Looks nice, too. How much was that, do you recall?
I do not recall.
The only other thing, Adam, that I would like to talk about, we spoke a little bit about this. You mentioned in the asphalt repair there crack sealing and also seal coating?
Yes.
Do you know how much the seal coating part of it is?
They do have it broken out in their bid. The seal coating cost is $2,720.
The reason that I ask is I know in conversations about that with protecting asphalt, that crack sealing really provides a huge benefit. But seal coating doesn't provide that much of it. It makes it look pretty for a year or two. And we want to spend money on something that's just for the sake of looking pretty.
There's several areas, I think, in a parking lot that could benefit from the seal coat. It just gives it a little bit of extra protection against UV damage. A parking lot is different than a roadway, and I wouldn't recommend it on a roadway surface, but in a parking lot application for something like this, I think it'd be worth the money that they're quoting here.
As long as it's going to provide a level of functionality to us.
Are we restricted to this?
Yes.
Well, if we do it all now, it needs to be restrained. So if we do it all now, it's going to be good for like 3, 4 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Depends on how much snow you have to come.
Okay, so we're going to hold back on the hedges and we're going to move everything else on the asphalt forward. Is that a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
And last but not least, liquid de-icing storage.
Currently, the village does not have a large storage tank for anti-icing liquid in all the removal operations. We have a 1,000-gallon tank, which is too small to take deliveries of liquids, so we have to go somewhere and pick it up. We do not have a tanker truck, so we put a small tank in the back of a truck and drive it out to where we can pick up liquids about 300 gallons at a time. By having a large liquid tank, a 6,000-gallon tank, we can take a semi-load of liquids at once and have them on hand when we need them. The new plow truck that we bought has liquid dispensing capabilities. We have another shop-made liquid dispensing attachment for another truck, and they're very handy to pre-wet salt in very cold temperatures. The liquids are really good down to about negative 20 or negative 30 degrees, depending on the liquid sitting on it. So it's a nice thing to have when it gets really cold and salt no longer works on its own. So by putting in this pad, we feel that it really is going to be more advantageous than the skid-mounted de-icing sprayer that we had in the budget previously. in my opinion, it's not going to be real handy to have a sprayer if you don't have liquids to put it in.
How much do you use at any one time? Do you think you're a season to use?
We have budgeted about 9,000 gallons for this season. It's hard to estimate, as you know.
Right. It depends on the snow and weather. But you definitely use the whole 6,000, probably, all winter time at least.
Probably.
Currently in all of Richmond, the digester?
That's where they have been getting it last year, yes.
That's what I want to take out of truck.
So this company would now go on and load our...
Yes. Yes, there are several companies out. A typical tanker will carry about 4,500 gallons. So with a 6,200 gallon tank, we'd be able to get that metal from anybody who's loading it over. The tank we would be purchasing, we're not renting it. It would be our property, so we could have it filled by anyone that we choose. We would not like this tank to do better.
There's a photo right underneath by the salt pond.
We're proposing to put it out by the salt pond. We already have power out there. So it'd be a short run, there's salt power. And then that way a truck can load up salt and load up liquid or anything.
Now, at the end of the season, if there's any left over, is it this well or is it an issue?
The pump that we're proposing here is actually also a mixing pump. So periodically throughout the summer, whatever we have left, we'll have to put the pump up and just cycle it through when I sell it to stir it up a little bit. It won't go bad, but if you don't mix it up, it'll start to do kind of build up with the information. So as long as we stay on top of mixing it, it shouldn't be a problem.
Everybody fine with this idea?
Yeah, moving on.
Beautiful thing. Put it on the consent agenda. Thank you, Director Wiedoff. Down to administration. Microsoft Enterprise Agreement.
Thank you, Mayor and Board of Trustees. So in front of you is a Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. Every 3 years, there's a renewal. The gist of the agreement is basically you take the upper Microsoft licenses and package it into one large license with Microsoft. The agreement also has other opportunities for employees like home use. They can buy Excel and Word for every $10, training for staff, and some other options. I believe in the red, that I wasn't sure if the new agreement had that. It does. Once the board says it's okay, if they choose to say that, I then get the extra agreement from CDW for the next 4 years. They won't give it to me, but I have assurances that the board states that it's okay.
You got a question?
Sure.
Okay. All these wonderful perks that come along with it. How do we get a copy of Word or Excel?
There's a process you have to follow.
Oh, there's a process.
Yeah. Okay. $15 for better 15. We've done it for certain people.
Do they give you a Discord or something?
Yeah, download.
Oh, yeah, download. But to give, you give
us a magic number and you know.
Oh, that's one. So all we're going to do is buy a license and call it a day.
That's
good. I can count less, not with fire.
Three-quarters going.
Taking
your guys and give their names to the police department, please. So are we fine with this, anybody? For the lynching of...
from hypotheticals,
right.
We'll move the real deal.
Right.
Thank you. Butter.
Thank you, Count.
And we're on 53-120 land use plan.
I can always tell when he's uncomfortable because he starts to stare.
Do we have to stare? Do we have to punch down there?
Land use committee strategy. A long time ago, the draft committee for 53-120 recommended two reports, a financial report and a land use strategy. The strategy we have in front of you is much different than originally planned. We originally planned to, any land use we wanted to do would have to go through a corridor planning council for approval that has been taken out in this actual document that you have in front of you. It's very watered down to its more now a guidance tool versus a you must do it kind of tool. There's going to be other changes in here. Nowhere in this document except for one place to say you have to implement. It was started because of the environmentalists who were on 53120 to help their club and the tollway authority wanted that involved, and therefore this is running now. I don't think you need to approve this. I would actually request that a resolution be done after all the public hearings are held, and a final approval is done by the Landings Committee members, which would happen in the public. There's an open house in Libertyville on October 14th, and then until there on Thursday, October 15th. I'll open it up to any questions. There's a lot of information about trees, the prairie grasses, the wetlands. You name it. It does impact the village of Ronald Lake. We do have one of the few places we have prairie grasses, like public forest police. We have endangered species right across from Cedar Lake Road, Shrimmont, and we have a lot of water. There's a lot of SMC regulations and stuff like that. I think it's a very well-written plan. I'm not so sure I believe that it should be put in corridor only. I think this is an excellent plan. It should be adopted by Lake County overall.
Which
one is that? I am
the
liaison. If we have a comment, I mean, it's sort of like a finance report. I don't agree that the members in the 53120 quarter should bear the cost of the roadway when other municipalities are probably going to benefit as much or more than those in the area.
What about the purchasing? Are they getting the options on easements and land? Have they started any of that yet?
I don't have the answer to that. We may have as much.
I thought the committee 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was going to be with the next move, and I was just wondering, I mean, all I know, we talked about this for so many years that no one's ever gone forward and started to reserve land, purchase land, get easements.
I'm going to you know, the center line has been drawn for quite some time, for many years. The whole focus on CMAP, along with the county, on the Finance Committee's report and the Land Use Committee report, is to get a consensus of all of the villages that's in the corridor to give to the Tollway Commission to launch monies, and a lot of monies, somewhere around $100 million, to complete a phase one study. I've heard conversations that a lot of these expenses will be drawn out in that phase one study. I don't know if land acquisition, Adam, would you assume that acquisitions would be in that phase one study?
I wouldn't even want to speculate.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's my problem, is we spent millions already doing this stuff, and it's been under study and under guidance and under thought and review for at least 10 years. And now they're going to spend another $1 billion to talk some more about it.
Another $100 million.
$100 million to talk some more about it. I mean, not yet. People keep, all these villages and cities, everybody's moving forward, putting in subdivision businesses, doing other road work. And when it comes time to build a sucker, there's going to be so much stuff in the way, you know, I just really have a wonder if they know what they're doing.
For Joanne, our part is part of the committee members. There's been other corridor land spread, there was two rock plow up there, and I talked to a lot of different people on the committee that was rock plow, who are our animals, just a guidance tool for levels in that flow.
And one of the things that I got to say that, you know, this committee did, especially you read about it, the five people in the northwest, or in the north-south corridor, the 53 corridor, not the 120 corridor, which we were a part of. We were upset with the process. We were upset with the big topic was losing municipal authority, having things vetted and processed through this corridor planning council, agreeing to IGA that we never saw, was never written, making an addendum to our comprehensive plan, and all of these things were must. You have to do this. If you do not want to do it, that's fine, but you're no longer invited to the table to negotiate other things. So that five group members got together and said, these are issues that we need resolved, and they did. And they took it out of that document. So they're the ones who's orchestrating it and creating it and writing it, but they are, I do have to say, they are taking advice of the people in the corridor saying, we can't accept this. And they made the changes. So right now what Steve has, like he says, it's a well-written document. They've taken away those musts, you have to, that's been removed from it. I don't know what we need to do as a board. This isn't something that we're going to vote on and say, yeah, we're in favor of this and adopt it. I'm not quite sure, because right now it's a recommending document. These are things that we want you to consider.
Could we use that as a guidance for future for land use? Not necessarily
that
plan, it's just a cap. Other communities are doing that work. That's an
recommendation.
I would suggest that there's no meeting here. It doesn't say you must. You kind of just want it to be changed based on the discussions that the life science committee. I mean, it's a really well thought out document. You can look at it when it comes to prairie grasses that we think is a good idea. Doesn't mean we're adopting it, we're just saying it's a guide to use. I believe there's a Lake County document out there where it's regarding development. It's a policy pamphlet. I can't remember exactly how I used it. It's a document out there that's a guide to what municipalities to use. We don't have to adopt it, but we can follow it if we wish. So it's turned out for me, you must adopt this thing and follow everything in there to, hey, you have a guide. The question is,
you don't have to adopt it.
It's a guide.
This is a guidance.
Is that about the customs about a village or council?
No. Not that we're aware of.
So we have $100 billion to do some more talking and planning.
$100 billion is for phase one.
Phase one, $100 billion for more talking and planning. How long is this going?
We're not allowed to have this. They have to walk through the land use strategy is done, then it goes on the forward. Then they may already have to do that.
Like I said, I'll be very sure.
I think it'll benefit our case.
No, they'll be doing something else to you. Before they do anything. If I'm correct, you said that we didn't need to do anything and that we should probably, the most prudent thing to get to do is wait right now.
That
ain't right. And that's exactly what I said. Let's wait until, are those administrators already been up on this sort of thing anyway, and I'm sure they just give us a heads up. Oh, our current village administrator. Thank you. and I'm sure that I trust your judgment on that. When you come back and say we need to do something, then we'll sit down, we'll talk about it, hash it out, and then make it happen. That's part of it.
Fair enough. Thank you, Mr. Shields. Sherry suggested new topics. If not, may I get a motion?
Wait a minute. I got one new bidding.
I have one question.
Go ahead. You first.
Well, I'm just going to ask. I know we have in the budget for the building department to get a new pickle. You heard what
yet?
Okay. I thought we had ordered it, and I wasn't sure if we ordered it. I haven't seen the bill. I was wondering where it was. All right. Thank you.
The new squad cars came in today.
Oh, they did?
Well, that two came in after the squad.
All right.
I think I'm going to hold my question until after the meeting. I'll ask the village administrator. He needs to give me a little bit of information.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Mayor Newby. Taking a motion to adjourn.
Second.
The motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Started with the two, left ended with them. All in favor? We're adjourned. It's 7:43.